It's Wednesday, January 15th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. When Tal Volcano erupted on Sunday in the Philippines, 40 miles south of Manila, it spewed ash into the air miles high like an atomic bomb mushroom cloud, leaving ash knee-deep, reports the New York Times. Missionary Tim Swanson, the brother of Kevin Swanson, saw it firsthand.
About 25,000 people have been evacuated from the immediate vicinity around the volcano. We live on an island just to south. The issue that we're going to be facing is pollutions in the air. The biggest problem I think people are having is there's a lot of ash in the air and it's dangerous. Right now there's a run on face masks. It's almost impossible to find a face mask because people have been out buying them.
The Filipino volcano triggered hundreds of earthquakes and urgent pleas for residents to evacuate areas at risk of dangerous fissures and ashfall, reports Bloomberg. Three towns nearby are in a police lockdown to prevent residents from returning home. More than 44,000 people are sheltering in evacuation centers. Tal is the second most active volcano in the Philippines Islands. If activity ramps up, the Tal volcano is capable of producing all three of the deadliest volcanic hazards: tsunamis, mud flows, and superheated flows of gas and debris, reports the Scientific American. Please pray Psalm 5, verse 11, for missionary Tim Swanson and others in harm's way in the Philippines. But let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing for joy. Spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may rejoice in you. When Hurricane Dorian struck the Bahamas in September 2019, it was regarded as the worst natural disaster in the country's history. 43 people were killed, thousands of houses were leveled, telecommunications torn down, and roads and wells damaged, reports the BBC. Kevin Swanson, the founder of Generations and The Worldview in 5 minutes, is helping oversee the rebuild of two churches and a home, thanks to your generous financial help. Just last night, he filed this report.
I'm sitting in a warehouse at Freeport Gospel Chapel, surrounded by 150,000 pounds of materials come by Generations in the Worldview Humanitarian Aid just over the last few weeks. This marks the beginning of the rebuild of Grand Bahama Island on the Bahamas after the Hurricane Dorian brought devastation to about 60% of the homes and the churches on the island. A team from Colorado is working on the rebuild for two churches this week. That's the Freeport Gospel Chapel and Tabernacle Baptist Church, with mainly drywall repair and roofing replacement. I toured several homes that were terribly impacted by the storm surge and the 185-mile-per-hour winds during the storm last September. And one single mom is living in a duplex over on the northeast side of Freeport that's mold-infested. Her ceiling is missing and her roof is leaking, such that her niece had to be hospitalized for a month from the mold. Pastor Rockland Barbs and I prayed over her, and our team will hopefully begin working on her leaking roof later this week. Hurricane Dorian brought about $1 billion of destruction to the islands, or somewhere around 100% of the nation's GDP. That compares to America's worst hurricane, Katrina, which impacted only about 2% of the GDP. Let us do good to all men, but especially to those of the household of God. This is Kevin Swanson reporting from the Bahamas this week for The Worldview in 5 minutes.
If you'd like to help financially with the rebuild of Freeport Gospel Chapel and Tabernacle Baptist Church on Grand Bahama Island in the Bahamas, as well as with the repair of the duplex of the single mother, you can give at the link generations.org/give and click on Support International Ministry Outreach in the drop-down window next to the word Fund. The U.S. House is set to vote today to send the articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump to the Senate for a landmark trial on whether the charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress are grounds for removal from office, reports the Associated Press. It will only be the third presidential impeachment trial in American history, a serious moment coming amid the backdrop of a politically divided nation and an election year. The Senate is expected to transform into an impeachment court as early as tomorrow. The Constitution calls for the Supreme Court Chief Justice to preside over senators, who serve as jurors, to swear an oath to deliver impartial justice. The House managers will walk the articles across the Capitol in a dramatic procession tonight after the midday vote. And finally, a Bernie Sanders presidential campaign field organizer, Kyle Jurek, was secretly recorded bragging about his extreme left-wing fringe views, calling for violence and death to those who oppose Sanders' radical policies, reports Project Veritas. Kyle Jurek, who works out of the Sanders campaign Iowa office, has been paid at least $9,775 since starting in his official campaign role. Project Veritas Action Fund's undercover journalists secretly recorded Jurek's statements for months, recording footage on multiple occasions where he lashes out against Sanders' Democrat opposition, President Trump supporters, and others. Referring to the Trump supporters as quote-unquote fascists, Jurek said, quote, "The only thing that works, the only thing that fascists understand is violence. So the only way that you can confront them is with violence," end quote. Listen.
"The only thing that works, the only thing that fascists understand is violence. So the only way that you can confront them is with violence."
Jurek, the paid staffer of Bernie Sanders, also said, quote, "We're willing to go above and beyond what the law says is acceptable," end quote. Listen.
"We're willing to go above and beyond what the law says is acceptable."
And when it came to the liberal MSNBC hosts, apparently they were not left enough for the Bernie Sanders presidential campaign staffer.
"Go walk into that MSNBC studios, drag those dumb by their hair, and light them on fire in the streets."
In case it was difficult to understand, Jurek said, quote, "I'll walk into the MSNBC studio, drag them up by their hair, and light them on fire in the streets," end quote. James O'Keefe, founder of Project Veritas, said this.
Jurek was an open book. On day one, he told us he wanted to punch, quote, "Nazis, burn cities down if Trump wins again in a free election," and spoke of shooting people, if they couldn't be, quote, "re-educated." Is Kyle Jurek the true but hidden face of the Sanders campaign? Is the Sanders campaign going to fire Kyle Jurek? Are they going to say he's a lone wolf?
The recordings give insight into the mentality of many Sanders staffers and what they truly believe. In the video, Jurek details his expectations for the 2020 presidential election and emphatically states that cities will quote-unquote burn if President Trump wins re-election. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, January 15th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.